David Attenborough, now on Netflix. The latest through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stania.
It's all about you. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. Ooh, what's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find what's together on Tell It to Stania.
Pleasant good afternoon, everyone. That's right. Tell it to Stania. I am she and she is me. Brittany, my guest downstairs. Okay. Yeah, so listen now. Today's the day. Did you, Brittany, did you send out the link to Random Citizen and the other one and Paradise? So they're online? You want to let them in? You can let them in. Or are you going downstairs? Eh? Girl, I can't even understand out here. Okay, yeah, when she comes back. So Random Citizen and Paradise Abaco, y'all will come on down as soon as Brittany comes back up. So, but in studio today, we have the same panel that we had last week. As I said, Random Citizen is online as well as Jonathan Paradise Abaco. But we have Christopher Rowell is here with me. Sharon is downstairs. Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
That's right, from Island Insights. Listen,
thank you very much.
Let me get this thing together now. Hold on. Christopher Rowell from Island Insights. He has it on his shirt as well as his hat. I won't be like you. I need to have my Tell It to Stania. I need, who did your logo?
One of my girlfriend, cousin.
Okay, so my sister, your family.
Yes.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah, I need to get one little Tell It to Stania, something, and I could just wear that all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, as you all know, Tell It to Stania, we don't talk about politics here. We talk about everything besides politics. But of course, it's election time. So last week we did. And this week we're gonna touch it again. Now, before I say what I'm going to say and introduce the topic and everything else, let me say this. I have to, this is the disclaimer from the disclaimer. So you see how before Tell It to Stania starts and other shows, Guardian Radio let you all know right away the views and opinions of the talk show hosts and the guests are not the views and opinions of the Guardian, right? Because they want you all to know. So now, the disclaimer for today, and I have to say this because last week, all of y'all, Chris.
Yes, yes.
Okay, all of y'all.
Yes.
As well as other people, because I went out afterwards. You know, I like my belly. You see, I was checking on a panty cake. On a panty cake? After I leave here. But after I left here, I went to get some food. And, you know, and one or two people actually was listening to the show. And they said, oh, Stania, da, da, da. And yeah, he's a PLP. He's a da, 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 da. Okay. Let me say this, guys. I, Stania Omega Davis. See, y'all, I can't see all y'all, so I can see Chris. I just can look at Chris as this big ball head. I, Stania Omega Davis, have voted all parties at some point. Because I'm years old. I've voted all parties. I have even voted for the independent person in the constituency that I was in. So, you know, sometimes they have two people. Well, I was one of the two. Believe it or not. Okay. That's one. Second of all, I am none of the above. And why I said what I said last time. I said what I said last time, guys, because I'm a critical thinker. I'm a critical thinker, and I usually see things from different angles. And as I shared last week when I said, my daughter always says, Mommy, you see everything as a battle or a war. So I always look at things from different angles. So I said what I said because of that. And I also said what I said because of just meeting people on the road, speaking to people. And as you know, as my listeners, I say this all the time, the content that I get, I usually do surveys, believe it or not. I do. I send these questions out. As a matter of fact, people, I'm sure some people hate even giving me their number. They'd be so sick and tired of me because before the show comes and I'm a last minute person. So normally I ask these questions, guys, like right before the show or the Friday or the Thursday or whatever before the show. But it was based off of me being a critical thinker, what I saw, and also what I heard from ordinary Bahamian people. Okay. So in no way was I, Stanya Omega Davis, aligning with any party. Yeah. And y'all know if I say something, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say this what I mean of the blah blah blah. I'm gonna say it. So let me go ahead and say that now. Maybe I guess I take responsibility for the way that I guess I said it. But I don't know, because right, I see Sharon looking at me crazy. But no. Stanya Omega Davis has voted for everyone at some point. Okay.
Yes.
And as you know, this is a talk show. I have had, I mean, this in studio now, I mean, all these heifers is half an AMSMA. Okay. But I've even had Dr. MacGyver on the show. Okay. As a matter of fact, I've even had, because you know, y'all and put the other hat on me. Heather, as y'all know, if y'all listen to Tell It to Stanya, Heather hosts the show all the time. The only reason why Heather has not hosted the show recently is because, of course, she's in campaign mode. Okay, and Heather is running in Englandston for FNM. So I am not aligned with anybody. Let me say that. You know, well, actually, I'm aligned with the Bahamas.
Yeah, that first.
And as a matter of fact, guys, that type, the type of thinking, because like I said, well, Sharon, I don't know if I said this to you or you were listening on the air when you came up, right? After I left here, right? You know, I trying to get my little food together. So, you know, I like my food. And, you know, one or two people, David's like, oh, we want I ain't listening to you. No more on that. But that's the kind of thinking, guys, I talking about now, y'all, with mindset. This the kind of thinking, just because someone doesn't align with what you believe in, it doesn't mean that now you got to cut that person off. That's what I'm talking about, guys, in terms of mindset. And this has been, to me, all parties, the nastiest election I've actually ever seen. And you know who the nastiest of the nasties are to me? The Bahamian people. Y'all out here carrying on dead crazy. And should you carry on crazy for your country? Yes, of course. But not just because someone has a different view. No, man. In the words of Agatha Marcel, she ran for the PLD, by the way. We must be better than they.
I like
That's
that.
she always she said, right. That's one of the things she always said. We must be better than they. So when I talk about the mindset and when I say about being Lil Do, that right, that's one of the little, that's one of the symptoms or one of the red flags or one of the
Yeah,
right
of being Lil Do.
of being Lil Do, y'all.
I like this topic you start off with because I have a friend, I call him SB, and he's a staunch PLP. So me and him has had this banter back and forth. But something happened Tuesday night, and we had this little thing again. He said, "You know what, Sharon?" He said, "I don't at the end of the day," and I reading from his text, "at the end of the day, I can still say, Sharon, come meet me for a drink and talk some."
Yes.
And I said, "Oh, without a doubt,
Yes.
you are first my friend."
And yeah, man.
And he said, "Not everyone willing to do that. They allow politics to get the best of them."
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to say, guys. So when I talk about Lil Do as it pertains now to politics and election, that's the thinking that we're talking about. You know, I have a topic for today. We're talking about And by the way, it's challenges of, we're going to look at the challenges of all parties. We're going to look at what challenges the PLP face, the FNM face, and also COI. And in preparation for this show, once again, because Tanya actually is prepared and might be 2 minutes before. Just kidding. But seriously, but I prepare. And, so I was speaking with some people, and one of the people was FNM. Yeah. And so she was like, no, you can't say this. You can't say that. You can't say this. You can't say that. And I couldn't help but think, because one of the things we talk about is freedom of information, freedom of speech. But here it is. I say one thing, and y'all won't kill me for that one thing, but then y'all won't talk about freedom of speech. This is what I'm talking about, y'all. This the mindset must change. And I talking about across the board,
Yes,
man.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. But anyhow, we could jump in. We talking about, yeah, I don't give the disclaimer. Stania, what that middle name is?
Omika.
Omika. That's right, Omika.
Omika.
I got my daddy initials. Kind of jumble up. He got an
Right.
O. Da, da, da. But he tell me I mustn't call his name no more. Yeah, he say I must stop that. See, even daddy scared.
I'm scared.
Daddy even scared, but anyhow. Okay, guys, so we're going to talk about the challenges today and get this in, because after this, I ain't talking about politics no more. After this, we moving it, we moving on come next week, because it's gonna be, hold on, I gotta get y'all, it's gonna
You
be
don't want to do the
confusing.
aftermath. Yeah,
Usually
we're going to do the
ruling party, so you can invite us back.
Hey, hold on, this is how my mom used to laugh at your,
What is
that's
that?
right. Okay, now let me stop, because see, that's what gets me in trouble last time. I just catch myself. Anyway,
Don't
okay, guys.
talk
So,
about
okay, guys. So, all fun and jokes aside, so we're gonna look at the challenges of all parties. Brittany, Paradise Abaco, and Random Citizen, are they all? Oh, I know. Let me send them a little message. Anyway, well, like I send them a message in a minute. But so we're gonna take a look at the ruling party. Hold on, let me. I'm gonna tell you, no, a little while when I get ready. Hold on. Random citizen, log on. Let's go. We waiting. Hold on, let me go to Johnny now. Here's Johnny. Okay. Johnny, oh, Johnny there? Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, he's tuning in. All right. All right, guys. So that's where we're gonna go today. So these are the top five. So y'all ready now? We starting with, since y'all done put me, label me, everything. I said, let me start with them. All right, let's start. Okay, so these are the top five that I came up with.
Let's see.
Challenges that the PLP face. Oh my God, you serious right now, Shira?
Oh, I'm just taking my little notes too, man.
Okay,
Okay.
all right. So, and guess what? You're free to be a part of the conversation, guys. You can give me a text message. Send me a text message at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Also, now write the telephone numbers down, guys. Just in case you want to call, you don't have to call yet because we ain't start. But as soon as we get into it, by all means, give us a call. And I love hearing from new people. There were a few people who called last week who said they were first-time callers. Definitely, I welcome the first-time callers. We love to hear from everyone, but it's something different when the first-time people call. Okay, so here's the numbers: 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316. And the other one, 325-4259. That's 325-4259. I'm reading the other one. And we are live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. All right, so let's jump into it. Like, here, Chris, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so. Challenge number one, nepotism, as it pertains to challenges with people wanting to vote for the PLP. So nepotism, we see this in terms of, okay, you know what nepotism means?
Yes,
What you know, let me give your account, and let me pull up, let me go and Google it.
They love theyself and them who worship them.
Okay, so they look out for people who are a
Yes,
part.
absolutely,
Yes.
absolutely.
Okay, so now this is, and by the way, once again, These things that I came up with are things that Stania sent out to people.
Oh, other people gave this to you.
Other people gave
I
this
love
to me.
that. Okay.
And then I went down and put them all in categories. And then it was all kind of other stuff, but I labeled it number one, number two, number three, all these different things.
Was this the most
And
popular, Sonia? Nepotism?
yes,
Because
yes, yes.
I could absolutely agree with this.
Yes.
I'm gonna
So,
play the
okay.
devil advocate today.
Wait, hold on. Nepotism
Yeah.
is the unfair practice of using power or influence to grant jobs,
Yep, love them.
promotions, or special favors to relatives or friends, regardless of their qualifications. So that was one thing
Yes.
that people said hindered them from voting for the PLP. They said that they felt as though it was a whole lot of that going on. Some of the examples they gave, and chat and listen, my friend, and prep me for the show. I behaving. I ain't calling people name. I behaving today. She said, I
Gotta
behaving.
behave.
So some of this meaning that, okay, seeing people on the job who may not have the experience or qualification. I don't like to only say qualification because qualification doesn't really mean that you're suited for the
That's
job.
fair.
You know what I mean? So not okay, so we see people on or they see people on the job that don't have no experience. We see people getting allegedly getting contracts. See that
That's
big
a
I'm
big
putting it?
one. It's a
Allegedly
big one.
getting
Everybody
contracts.
talking about, oh, I can't wait to get my contract.
Right. We see allegedly big debts being written off.
30 million.
I said I wasn't telling the Stanley your
Sorry. I just mean what I
insurance.
saw on the paper, ma'am. I saw it in the newspaper.
Okay. They said that they see people who are in certain positions who are employed under the Bahamas government, but acting as though they are employed under the PLP, and there is a difference, guys.
I ain't call her name, but we know who it is.
You call it.
Supposed to be. No, everybody know who you're talking about. They don't gotta call no name.
I just
And
think
it's
this
sad.
people say,
Yes, ma'am, you're correct.
okay. Johnny, you ain't got nothing to say. You're a little quiet. Johnny.
I listening.
Okay, how you feel about that?
Okay.
That was one of the things that people said, the challenges that the PLP face, why they don't want to vote for the PLP.
Boy, that stems from talk to both of them administrations. But okay.
Right. Yes. And I asked those person that, and they said that they felt as though under the PLP, it felt more blatant. And they said that they felt this is what I got from them, and I asked them because I did probe. They said they felt like under the F&M, at least the people was qualified.
But
That's what they
I
said.
don't
Just telling y'all.
Tanya, you know what I
Well,
think is crazy too? All these things that you are listing is part of the reason why people vote for the PLP. They want to be blessed
this is true.
with these contracts. They want somebody to treat them with
Right.
nep you know, with nepotism towards them. So that's crazy.
Well, this was the F this, the people who are not voting F and PLP, this is what they told me.
That's
One of the
why
reasons. They
there's
say
so
one of the
many.
reasons. I got
Oh,
other
what are it?
reasons.
Okay.
Okay, next one. There's the next one that was a lot. They said, okay, the appearance of blatant abuse of the public purse.
Well, that's a good one. Yes,
Okay, we have a
that
caller, Brittany. Child, let me drink
is. Ready?
my coconut water, ginger, and but the other thing name, something else my
So,
friend
Bill, I ain't doing right.
got inside here. We got a caller. Oh, we got no caller. Let me drink
That's
them.
very healthy.
I gotta get this election body to settle, you see?
Let's see.
That's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, pleasant, good
Hi.
afternoon.
I'm listening to you two ladies. Why are you picking on people, man? Why are you picking on people?
Man, be behaving though. Because we,
You
I
don't
got.
be here, man, and tell me who wanted to qualify and pick up garbage and pull up grass.
Well,
Somebody who knows about landscaping and somebody who knows about sanitation.
well.
Somebody who knows about landscaping and somebody who, you know, people actually. I'm
Okay.
behaving.
Hey, what's going
That is the biggest. This corner of the yard, you read that. You
So,
read that. You mean
so hold on.
administration?
So now
In the grass.
you are you saying then that you saying that nepotism that don't happen?
What do you mean? You buy
Okay.
anybody? When they give contract, The PLP just gave contract, and
okay.
The CEO I get it, he gave contract too. But then they
how many? How many contracts you get?
That's Paradise Abaco. He say how much contracts you get because you say you. Okay. Thank you for calling, darling. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Boy, that's a wicked laughing.
Okay. See, I'm all about educating my people.
Okay, guys. All right. So that's one. Okay. But the thing about it is, like I said, like the questionable acts, that was the first one, the nepotism. They're seeing people, you know, right, get these contracts. But once again, and I said this last week, and this both parties, if the parties don't do it, the people ain't gonna vote too. This is a vicious cycle, guys. I
let
tell you.
The chips fall where they may then.
We only a small percentage of people.
Stop that.
Boy, Chris, listen.
Hold on. Give me a minute now.
Sorry.
We know the campaigners and are the ones that are affiliated with whatever candidate, whatever like that. Everybody is looking for a little something. But the majority of people itself, some people just fed up with voting at all because they ain't seeing no changes. Okay.
We get to the other one then. And I hope you're all like this when we get to the FNM because I got that too. Okay, so number two was the appearance of blatant abuse of the public purse. Mm-hmm. So they said that they had an issue with the exorbitant travel costs and the seemingly unaccountable spending of different members of parliament. When I asked them what they said about that, they said it seemed as though there were people who were not accounting for how they spend the money. Different ministries, different people, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another thing. So the appearance of blatant abuse of the public purse.
Yes.
Y'all good?
Oh, yes.
We can't be.
In agreement with all, how much, four, five?
Okay.
Agreement with all so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one was, what are you going on now? Oh, unfulfilled campaign promises
on the head.
So
on the head.
What happened to the free light? Okay, remember on the BPL, the free light, and then they said then they heard about the solar, and then when you dig deeper, the people who could be in charge of the solar, was
Stanley May allegedly. Say yeah, anybody who believe in the free light, I got a free bridge next to Paradise Island Bridge. I want to tell you because who, I don't want your free light. You can make it more affordable. No, because where the costs go in. Who's paying the people who make it run? No, no. See, we got to be sensible about it too now, Stanya. Somebody offered me free light, free electricity as a campaign promise. Don't come to me no more. You have nothing else to say to me.
Okay.
People actually
be realistic. Be realistic.
People bought it.
And remember, and the mortgage relief a few years ago, people bought that too.
Yes, of
course. That was.
We have become.
Yeah, you remember that. Anyhow, once again, y'all can call in 323-6233. I mean 32, sorry. 323-6232. Next one. Okay. They said, right, and then they talk about the unfulfilled promise, the freedom of information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, also remember police officers were supposed to wear body cam.
Oh, yeah.
That gone. We didn't know what happened there.
Only some have them now.
Well, but they said it's not going to be released to the public. The public can't see it. It's not going to be released.
So how do they expect the public to help?
Allegedly.
You could show me something on a body camera. Like, oh, shoot, that Jimmy.
Right.
You understand? So how do you expect the public to help?
And then they said also fixed election date. That they said that it was going to be a fixed date. And now they say in that next election. They can do the next time. Not this time, y'all. This the next time. Okay. The next issue that they have with the PLP. Recent initiatives all of a sudden.
Always.
Are we going to deal with the PLP first? Then we go to the FNM.
She better switch to them before they say she lambasted the PLP.
No, don't talk yet on that.
This is the PLP. So y'all ain't got nothing to say?
I'm waiting on you. I hear you listen them all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'm one at a time, Chris. Mm-hmm. Just jump in. Mm-hmm. Well, they're getting to you or something. Let's go, man.
See one piece of property next to me. Claire, I down. It's my neighbor. My neighbor say, oh, the MP, he come by me. Claire down for me.
Max, you done get shut down. This is your place to talk, bro. Let's go. What you got to say?
I have so much to say.
Let's go.
And I'm going to start with their
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me give the last one because you don't get okay.
yeah.
And then the last issue, this now I had to lump all of this into one category. And this category was major concerns remain unresolved.
Yeah.
So this is what they said. The major concerns, healthcare,
Yes,
immigration,
sir.
fraudulent documents. And then this is the big one, what's very current, election process has been compromised.
Yeah.
Land issues. So now where now, like I said, I asked them what, let me dig a little deeper. They understand that each government inherits the problems of the administration before. The general consensus that I got from people was that it seems as though these areas are the worst that it has ever been, and there was no clear solution. Okay, we have a caller on the line. So I'm going to read them all off again. Somebody calling in. Brittany, that's a caller. I'm going to read them off again. Chris, I don't see you got plenty to say. Johnny, you're a little quiet. But anyway, we got a caller. So caller, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Sanya.
Afternoon.
Okay, I'm a long time listener to you. And I am calling in on the show today. One of my problems with us as a country is, well, let me just say, state this first and foremost. For me personally, as a voter, I judge my country on the basis of 5-year contracts. I am not interested in what happened with the other people who were fired. That is not my concern.
Okay.
My concern is if I hire you or if you have a business, this is just one illustration.
Okay.
I give you, you're the chief financial officer of my company. I trust you. And one day, I don't check the books, but one day I ask you. I say, Stanley, let me see the books. But you don't want me to see the books. But you want to tell me what is in the books.
Right.
Okay? I am not judging this government on the basis of what the FNM did in the past.
Right.
I am judging them based on what they did.
Right.
And for most intelligent people in this country, they have already made up their minds. This one here is personal. For many people, this is personal.
Okay.
See, when people get on a talk show and they talk this and that, people are focused.
Right.
They are not interested in no talks from 2021 or back then, right now.
Right.
Okay, they're interested in that.
Okay.
You know what's wrong with us? Why do we like abuse? Why do we as a country, we like abuse? We cloak and we condone abuse. Let me ask a question. Is there a separation between church and state? Where are all these religious ministers in this country? When things go wrong, they're just quiet. They live in a little cocoon.
Okay, caller.
They're
Caller, you
like,
got about 30 seconds. I know you got a lot of good stuff to say, but 30 seconds.
they live in their little silos and nobody's saying that, like everybody compromised.
All right.
Everybody, it appears as if like everybody corrupt. What are we doing in this country?
Okay. Thank you, caller,
What
for
are we
calling.
doing?
Thank you so much. And as a matter of fact, what he just said was a very interesting point. I had a conversation. Listen, Sandy be running them out all week, y'all. That's why Brittany didn't even believe I'm an introvert. That's what he was talking about coming here. But anyhow, so I was speaking with someone from another country, another Caribbean country. I'm not going to say which Caribbean country. And so I said, "Hey, what do you think about the Bahamas?" Blah blah blah. One of the things. So he gave the good and the bad. And one of the things he said, he was talking about, oh, it's hard to do this or this that this happened. So I said, "Well, what about in your country? Does the same thing happen?" He said, "It happens, but we hold the politicians accountable. It doesn't seem like y'all hold them accountable." That was actually very
Wow.
hard to hear. And this person is a business person, and this person has been doing business in the country for a while under different administrations. So he is seeing this across the board. He's seeing this. So he's not saying that it's a PLP or FNM or now COI. He's saying that we, the people, do not hold the government, whichever government that is, accountable. Very disturbing, guys. Yeah.
But hold on, but you got, for you, if I could interject, we cannot or act blind and play like victimization is not real in a small country like this. It's
Yeah.
easy for a person to just say that. If you're working for any government institution and say the other party is in power, you try to speak out and see what happens to you. You see what, I don't know if you all saw the case where alleged, well, they didn't allege the PLP victimized certain officials and.
Stanley didn't say that.
No, 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 no. It's in the newspaper. Did you guys saw it?
It's in the newspaper.
I didn't see it. Go on.
Yes, it wasn't. No, it's nothing. I'm alleging it was in the newspaper. My point, the underlying point is easier for persons to just to say, yeah, talk out. But we know we live in a small
But guess
country.
what? Johnny, it's good that you said that because one of the things, like I said, I asked him for several things. And when I said, so I say, hey, I said, sound like you need to come on the show. He's like, well, no.
Exactly.
So I can't do it exactly for the same reason. But this is what I'm saying. It's a mindset of the people. Chris, you look like you have something to say. Go on.
I want to sum this whole thing up with those lists that you just call off to one thing,
What's that?
leadership. It all starts from the top. It all starts from the top. And why I say that is that the most vexing problem we have in this country right now, like you say, immigration,
The people say that, Chris.
the
Go on.
purse, right? The spending of the purse without any accountability. So these are things. And when the leader do not put his cabinet in check to make some people step down and hold some people accountable, then we see how the problem continue to grow.
Chris, a part of the problem with holding people accountable is we tend to worship our parliamentary. We have them for God, like they are the untouchables
Yes.
in this country. And that's a problem for me.
Yes.
But can I put my finger up on
Go
you? I
on,
can't
because
see
we
you.
had a caller, guys. Go on.
Okay. All right. Go
Go
ahead.
on, go on. I'll go.
No, I'm saying I'm listening to you guys in the studio, and then to me, we've been having these conversations for decades. Persons who are loyal to their two parties, and they saying this about each other, but essentially someone on the outside of the matrix, not Stanya, Stanya in the matrix with you all, but me on the outside
Not
looking at this.
that. You know
Yeah,
what?
we got last week. He's really
Let me go to the caller.
Yeah,
Caller, come back.
go to the
Yeah,
caller.
Brittany, send the caller through, please. Because
Hello.
you for the
Hello.
streets too. Yeah. Hi, hello. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Spanian, to your guest.
Good
Good
afternoon. Good
afternoon.
afternoon.
Next week would be my sixth time voting.
All right.
I've been voting for both major parties. I try to look at things objectively. I've always been voting for what's in the best interest of my country.
Right.
Because once the country is right, then the people would be right.
Yes. Yes.
Thank God I am a swing voter.
That's right. Me and you.
Thank God I don't support a particular party. Because I believe if I was doing so, it would have been at the detriment of myself, the country, and those who want to contribute, but may not have the opportunity because they don't fit into the status quo.
That's interesting.
I encourage all of these young people to look at things objectively. Party will not get you where you want to go. In your senior years, you want to have a good, healthy, strong life.
Yes,
Party will not get you there.
that's right.
Party may bring you some success, but not good success.
That's right, sir.
You want to be in a place when you retire, you want to be healthy and wholesome with a good mindset.
Yes, sir.
You want to have Christ at the center of everything.
Yes, sir.
What you see now going on in a lot of these departments and all administration, people who should have been home and retired years ago.
Long time. Tired bodies.
And
Oh,
what
sorry,
they're
I was
doing,
supposed to say that.
they are taking away from the younger people who should
Yes.
be now working in these places
That's
and
it.
building a life for themselves and their children.
So
So
thank
they are depriving the younger generation.
That's
Don't tell
right.
me the younger generation is not trained and equipped. If they are
That's
not,
right.
then those who came before them are to blame.
Okay, sir. You got but 20 seconds left, sir.
I will say to the young people again, look at things objectively. If I come to your house and beg you for my vote, if I've done that last time and I did not deliver what I promised, do not trust me for
Hey.
your vote again.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
you.
I love that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for calling, sir. Okay. Lord, I even forgive you. I had a little text message. I was right there. I was almost in church. Okay. All right. So some says, hey, Stanley, tell the caller the church ain't going nowhere. They right there. When church speak out, they say church should stay out of politics.
That's
When
true.
church don't speak out, they say where the church is.
My God.
What do you do? What do you want?
I had that same thought. That,
Really?
yeah. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes. They won't hear from the church when they won't hear from the church and otherwise shut up. Yeah.
Boy, I want to say something, but I behave in the day and I feel like getting crucified.
I like behaving,
I want to
Tanya.
get crucified from the church so I can sit small, tell Stanley name
I'm a
Paul.
defender of the church. I believe that the church should be in politics. I
Absolutely.
believe men should be hold God as the head of their life so they can govern and rule this country better.
And be directed by him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Y'all,
Y'all stop that. Y'all stop. Y'all
Yo, they poking the monkey. They poking the bear. Y'all,
no, the ape and all
but listen,
the ape.
poke, poke, poke. Listen.
Hold on. You
This
also said
country was
secular.
established
Go
on.
ahead. See, y'all ain't want me to any of. Go ahead.
You better come on. You better
Talk, Johnny. No, man. Let's move on. It's done 1:42. We got to get to the FNM. Let's go. We need a 3-hour show. Hey, okay, let's go. Challenges of the FNM. So this is now okay. So we heard why people, the five was why people don't want to vote PLP. They said the questionable acts, conflicts of interest, the stuff being written off, communicate, the people employed in one position from the Bahamas government, but then you're acting like you're employed from the PLP,
Let's change the name.
nepotism.
Let's
I ain't
change
calling
the
nobody
name.
name. Hold on. Number two was the appearance of the blatant abuse of the public purse, unaccountable spending, travel costs, recent, and then we got the recent initiatives. All of a sudden, the road paved, the grilling and
Brilliant,
grilling,
killer.
right? Then you got unfulfilled campaign promises, the free light, freedom of information, fixed election date.
That's
Then
for
the
the
last one.
PLP? Yeah, still
Yes, that's why
PLP.
people said they won't vote PLP. And then the major concerns remain unresolved: healthcare, immigration, fraudulent documents, the election process is compromised, and land issues. Okay, so now we to the FNM challenges for why people don't want to vote FNM. Okay, all right, y'all ready?
Be ready.
Okay, be ready.
Yeah.
Be ready. Okay. Okay, so the first one was FNMs were unable to bridge the gap between the Menace FNMs and the Pintard FNMs.
Infighting, yes.
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 I agree with
That
that.
has been resolved now.
That ain't being
It has
resolved.
not. It has
That ain't
not. It
being
doesn't appear
resolved.
to
Be
be
honest now.
based
Hold
on what
on.
people
Need to be
see.
honest. Hold on.
I outside the matrix. Secrecy, D
I
makes
isn't
and
the
drink the
matrix. I
Kool-Aid.
am the matrix, and I
Man.
disagree with
Chris
that.
drinking the
When
Kool-Aid
you
hard. So he ain't no. He
listen,
mixed up with Rita. I
no
tell
man,
you.
when you see it now, we already come together and we already put that aside. Even though
Listen,
you
I know
don't
you on
see
your
it.
PR, you have your PR hat on. Your PR
Again,
hat.
I ain't got no PR hat. You don't
Exactly.
say I ain't
But
nobody
think
count.
about it. Look at our rallies, man. You can see that the people already put that aside, and we know that, hey, we have to do this.
Could I have 1 second? You still have a former prime minister who going against the y'all part. If y'all was together, Mr. Dr. Menace wouldn't why he would have been supporting Mr. I'm not
Okay.
listen. Go,
Okay,
sorry, go ahead.
guys. So,
I'm
okay,
gonna
let's
answer
go
that for
on.
you if you
Let's
want.
go on. Okay, guys. This is, listen, things, it's all about the way things look.
Yeah.
Perception.
Okay.
Perception.
Perception is
Perception.
Reality.
Reality.
Yes.
They could be united, but it does not appear to
Okay.
be
Because of your
united.
All
Actions, and your actions
okay.
speak louder.
And there are okay, and look at this now. Okay, so that's one. So okay, Chris, you want to say something? Go on, Chris.
I was going to say that, hey, sometimes people don't reconcile, but the general body of the FNM, we already reconciled.
Okay, someone said bridging the gap is lame reason. No one can force that silly man to fall in line. Okay, listen, well, I know who's silly,
I
but
know it.
what I'm saying is that this is one of the challenges that they're saying this is the challenge of the FNM. There are FNMs who still believe they're Menace FNMs, and then there's the Pintard FNMs, and they have not come together. They still mad.
I'm saying that
Okay.
we've already come together.
Okay.
Look at the rallies.
Chris,
Look,
no, you no, Chris.
I'm over that, Chris. I am an African, and you got to be honest. Let me tell you, honestly, above everything, we're not going to sit
Honest.
here and make people believe like all this hunky dory. You got to lead with the truth, man.
Listen to me.
Chris, you talk
This
about
is the
Chris.
truth. The body.
It has not been reconciled.
Has reconciled. We, the FNM, are standing firm behind our leader. And we have someone that take a little different. He's still embrace him, you know.
Let's go on. Because we got to get to COI, too. We just finished the PLP. Okay, number two. Oh, this was a B. I put this as 1B. Yeah, this 1B. The stain. I put this because this will come up. This ain't Stanny ain't say these things, y'all.
The people say.
This Stanny ain't say it. I said Stanny ain't say it. Stanny ain't say
not
it.
Not so. Not Stanny.
So D.
Let me hear what these people say.
This 1B. 1B is, they say, it, the stain of the minutes. They say the minutes stain still there. People still remember the FNM. Them had them all locked up. They say the stain.
You mean saving their lives?
Listen,
You mean how many saved so many lives?
Listen.
And did exactly what the rest of the world was doing? Is that what you mean?
I thank God for minutes.
Because you know, deaths in my family from because you know what? My family was inside behaving and following the rules.
Listen, I'm just here to report the news. Let's go on.
For those who wanted to play outside, but Minna said no.
Okay, this now goes.
So no.
Citizen there, I ain't no way around the minute.
No.
Anyhow.
Number. I'm here.
Oh, you're quiet. You're waiting for COIA.
I'm just listening for right now.
Okay. Number two challenge of the FNM. And this goes to the United thing. They say they see past FNM's campaigning dead out against the FNM. We see people, I ain't calling nobody name, but we see people who is vice. That was Johnny. That was Stanya. Stanya ain't called nobody name.
Fair today, but she ain't want to say nothing. She won't own no statement.
But they say, my name is Bennett.
And I ain't Annette.
Y'all ain't gonna get me. Because when Stanny get employed with this big consultancy, because Stanny actually good at what she do.
Amen.
Want nobody say.
I'm a witness.
Stanny or Mika Davis.
Was it?
For that because of her allegiance. No. Stanny got it because Stanny is experienced and know exactly what must be done. Now, let me stay focused on the business at hand, because this big thing coming. I speaking it into existence. You all think I fool. I sing it from a supper chat. Let's go. Okay. Past FNMs are campaigning dead hard against them.
I don't see
where PLPs campaign against PLPs too. It's both ways.
Yeah, but I don't see what they're talking about.
Moving on. Okay, next person is
flip-flop all the time.
Okay, guys, next one.
Irrelevant.
This is the next challenge to the FNM. I said this one last week, but Lord, when my eye blood pressure pills.
Stanya's not saying this. This is what the people told her to say.
They said the PR machinery isn't strong. Mm.
I agree. I must say I disagree with that.
Stanya, I'm a social media person, and I'm telling you, I talk to a prominent FNM, and I tell them, say, listen, you all need to get your social media game on play, because someone small who have the money like the COI killing them on social media. They don't have no backing. I'm just being honest.
Listen,
no.
For what I'm seeing, the PR
you're
really they're putting
biased,
out.
I'm being real.
I mean, all over the platforms. I look at Facebook. I look at TikTok. The message is clear. That's what the FNM is.
When I met you last week, I liked you, Chris. Don't make me a new follower.
Chris, ain't being honest.
Sit here. We're gonna be honest, FNM. Let me tell you, I call my friend and say, listen, don't let
excuse me, Sherrod.
I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm not the only one singing for the business. Clear Christopher alone.
You know, top down.
I'm being real, man. My phone on Facebook, TikTok, all over.
Money coming up in the studio.
Hold on, let's just give Christopher. 2 seconds. Let's go to the caller. There's a caller on the line. Okay, that's why I just take my blood pressure medication. Because Chris, you be doing too much.
Thank you. We can have it. You don't know our weakness.
I have for the streets.
But I'm serious. All on my. I don't know if it only coming to my phone.
You in the street?
Your algorithm is wrong. Your algorithm is only PLP. So
hey Johnny, you look at the billboards. the TV.
Excuse me.
All over the Facebook.
Brittany, we get caught on the line because we...
The PR team is doing an excellent job for that.
Must be stopped.
Hello?
How's Sammy and guest? How are y'all doing?
I'm good. We're good.
I'm calling here. I'm sitting here as well. I'll say this. I agree with the masses that the PLP's campaign machine is in full swing, and they have historically been better. And a part of the reason why they've been better is they know timing. They understand timing. The FNM, and I've spoken to my FNM representatives concerning this as well, that they ought to be more mindful and intact and of what they present to persons. So,
and guess what? And the thing about it, go ahead.
And you know, I think they've now finally gotten the hint of what they should be doing, but they've gotten the memo a bit too late. The PLP's media was in full swing from early in this year.
From day one,
the election was called. I've seen coming out from the FNM that substance. So they've finally gotten the memo, but they've gotten the memo a little late. Now, I don't know what's going to happen for the election, but I just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Carla. Okay.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Now, I the thing about it is, see, this PR, we just finished talking about perception. It killed the leader. See? It killed the persona. But sorry, Jesus, here I go. I can't help myself. I gotta stop myself. I say, according to the people. Okay, all fun and jokes aside now, guys. It didn't do a good job portraying the leader the way that the strength of this person. And I believe that this person is a strong person.
And is.
But it didn't do a good job. This is like, okay. I'm the number one life coach in DC Apart.
That's my Stanya Omega.
But however, because there are other people out there who are more present,
yes,
then people wouldn't come to me because I didn't do a good job to say that this is what I do and how I do it. I know I'm the number one around. Yeah. However, but people are out there, and because people see these other
That's
people
right.
and they doing all these things, then they believe it. Listen, people believe BS.
I agree.
If it's people, not good enough.
Exactly. Because, and we, Bahamian people, we love BS.
God, yes.
Look
yes.
at people who we listen to on social media. We love BS. We love fluff.
And the drama.
Listen.
I want to say something.
Listen, hold on, Chris. We know what you're going to say, but listen.
No. We got to put on the line. You got 20 seconds, Shawnee.
I just want to say, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, does that make a sound? I said that to say, at the end of the day, don't care how good Mr. Pintard is, if their PR team is not pushing him and the PLP or the COI is making him look weak, that's the perception that will be displayed to the surrounding public. That's all Stanley was saying.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, we got like two callers. Yeah, they send the first one through.
Put them out because they got me right now.
They got you right.
I got to say something.
Okay. Okay, Carla.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what's on the ground. I'm a voter.
Go on.
And I'm in Fort Charlotte. Yes, the PLP might have had good media push out of the gate. But recently, I think the FNM has learned, and I think now they are ahead of the game.
Come on, Cole.
Not only that, the PLP has shot themselves in the foot by many missteps and misstatements, and even things that have come out internationally, and also in the press about what they say they will have done or what they did, and it's not the whole truth. So, sure. To me, the FNM has gained momentum.
Yes.
And they have a clear message of what they're going to do. And they have brought the message to which the Bahamian people were complaining about. Okay? They have addressed those matters. And now that's why I say, I'm a voter, and I'm going to tell you. I'm going F&M.
Come on now.
Very smart, man.
Come on now, caller.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
That's why when the previous caller said the F&M got it too late, I wanted to say, no, they got it late. But it's never too late.
But I'm gonna tell you.
But let's see if it's let's see what happens.
Come on, FNM.
Listen to me.
Go on, Chris.
The FNM right now, I'm talking about. Hey, they did an excellent job of pushing out the message. The PLP trying to put a narrative against our leader, but it ain't working.
Okay.
We can tell Chris get a contract. We can tell Chris get a contract.
Hold on. Hold, child, he writing.
I am Chris.
Yeah. Okay, we got a caller. Caller, go ahead. We got a couple calls on this on the board. Let's go. Okay, caller, go on.
Good afternoon, Tanya and the crew.
Good afternoon.
This is your good buddy, Bucket Mouth Master, Ratchet Joe King. This is Sparky. First of all,
Sparky, you guys.
I've been working CLP from I was 21. I just turned 75 on the 4th of May. Okay. I worked at the FNM once in 1982, and I thought Finland, after 25 years, have left the game and it turned into a mini dictator. And he had to go. And Hubert Ingraham came in. I voted in that election out of the FNM. Since then, I've been voting PLP again. And my problem is, what I'm saying is, I'm a Bahamian now first.
Okay,
you want a PLP?
Go on.
I think about my community and my country, self-preservation, first law of man, my children and my grandchildren. Now I have a great-grandson will be 2 years old on the 13th of May, the day after.
We gotta go now.
We gotta go. Let me finish this. Mario, I worked my butt to get him elected the last.
All right. Okay. Sorry about that, Sparky. Send me the text message. But see, you come true, Sparky.
You know what Sparky was going to say, right?
I don't
know what Sparky was going to say.
What he's going
to say? I'm going to speculate on this now.
Oh, no.
That he is going to mark his X.
For the FLM?
That's,
you know what?
That's what I received.
Sparky. Excuse me. Let me send this. Let me read
it. Sorry to hurt your feelings, but he's been marketing for COI deal.
Oh. Sparky, well, send me a message.
Well, can you confirm that by Sparky?
So we can
Sparky?
Yes, all over the internet. He was all over the internet.
Well, I got to hear that from Sparky.
Hold on. Sparky, please send me a text message if you was getting ready to say you was going to vote for the COI. Please. So we could just put Chris Mout and tie that up right now.
You know something? I just want to give a big shout out to
what?
Trevanya.
Listen, let me go on.
Paul and South Beach.
Listen, let me go on. Okay, let me read these messages. Good day, all. Bahamians don't care about no campaign machine. We care about facts. Boy, I don't know text messenger.
Same.
Policies, legislation, what you have done,
yeah.
What you didn't do, and what you are going to do. Please give the Bahamians some credit. You stay right there. P.S. What? You have B.S. All right. Don't fool us. You will see on May 12th.
Okay.
Okay, the next one, common sense would suggest the F&M campaign wouldn't be in swing if they don't know when the election will be. Okay, that is true of text messenger. However, well, you know it was coming, though. We know it was coming. But he was kind of doing some stuff. Okay, the PLP knew exactly when to start campaigning because they knew from early this year when they would call it.
They're in the power, so they know.
Okay, let's see what else we got here.
They said they didn't bring out the Penland commercials. Lord, that just scared me. If they play Roots, I got the screen.
Right? They got the screen. They better bring back Ruth. They got to bring everything else.
Don't. Y'all even remember that?
We Bahamians, we okay, don't guys. Forget.
Okay, so I just see something come up. Where'd I go on now? Where do we go to vote to be a Bahamian? you for the streets too, sir. Oh, ma'am. Okay, let's go on. Come on now, because we gotta talk about this. Hold on. We got to talk about COI. Hold on.
I just want to say something, you know.
Yeah, we know what you want to say.
Paul, you know, our representative.
We know, Chris.
Soon to be our new MP for the Seabreeze. Okay. I just want to give a shout out to her today and her team. Y'all doing an excellent job in Seabreeze. Keep it up. Okay. And to our leader, Michael Pintard.
Let's go on.
And our deputy leader.
Okay, let me go on.
Y'all doing an excellent job.
Okay. Y'all, I can't deal with Chris. Okay. Okay. So the PR, the PR could have been a little better. And like I said, this isn't me, Stania Omija Davis, saying that because someone PR is better doesn't mean that the one party is better than the next. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that they did a good job conveying the message. I've seen, and this isn't Stania being an FNM either now. I ain't saying that either. All I'm saying, I'm just giving the facts and I'm trying to explain what it means. So when someone says that the PR machinery was better, they did a better job advertising. The other day, a friend of mine, we went to this restaurant and I mean, we see it all the time. And even in the past, I ain't gonna call these people name who food to say spot. I ain't gonna I ain't gonna say it. No. Mm-hmm. Not me. You think? No, child, I don't. No. Anyhow, we went the other day. We was hot right up to go there. When we reached there, listen, that was the worst rock alarm I have ever had in my entire life. I never even know, like, how you all see it? This was bad.
How do you mess up rock
ever?
That's my favorite meat right there.
Well,
however, however, the way they advertised, you would have thought that the food was delicious. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is that the PLP allegedly did a better job or doing a better job with their PR. Okay.
I don't think so.
Did they talk now?
Johnny.
Okay. Someone said, hey, Stania, when has the FNM ever had an effective PR campaign outside of 1992?
We have one right now, whoever that texter is.
And let me go on. Now, I could go on record of saying this one now. As it pertains to the FNM, y'all. You know who I love, though? I love Papa.
Oh!
I love Papa, y'all.
You know.
You saw him on the rally the other day? He said,
that one, y'all can record that one.
He said, the people say, y'all can't bring me out to talk. Said, but they pulling pending out the grip.
I was just like, yeah, I'm sorry, but I love Papa. I care what y'all say. Papa could do no wrong.
No wrong.
Okay. Whoever, so our next text message said, whoever said we should thank God for minutes during the pandemic insulted my intelligence. Aww. That's total BS.
Poor baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that person there.
Unmoved. You could imagine if we were running. We have 350,000 people on this island.
Okay.
In a small place and running wild while the pandemic was going.
I think they're complaining about the execution.
The people say Minis was rude when the people was talking to Minis.
A leader must make decisions in tough times.
No, not only that. In his defense, let me say this too, and I don't know in the mind, but I mean, like I said, I'm a critical thinker. But think about it. He's a doctor. A doctor is trained to make quick decisions when something is going on.
To save lives.
Yes. And that was his focus.
Yeah.
He got a team. What was the lovely lady who used to make all the announcements? Fair skin with the...
Okay.
Yeah, I remember, but she was
Swaki,
in agreement
you,
with them.
You said I cut you off before you finished, but Swaki, I give you a little talk time. The other day you tell me that they don't give you talk time. I give you talk time. But anyway, he goes on to talk about Mario Boleg and Rick Fox. I ain't touching that one, y'all. Y'all get mad at me.
Did Sparky confirm what I was saying?
The people want to know who you're voting for. Are they all in your business? You're supposed to ask people like Chris.
No, I'm not saying, but I was trying to say where he was going with it, but I believe that that's where he was going.
No, he was going right there in the constituency of Garden Hills. Okay? But anyhow, so let's go back now because see, we got to get to COI. Hold on, where my little things? Kumbaya, my lord.
I didn't join you.
Yes, okay. Random Citizen.
Oh, here we go. Don't worry, Random Citizen right there ready for y'all. Okay, so the next one, number four, was challenges to the FNM. Some of the people are harmful, and I ain't calling nobody name. They say some of the people in the FNM who running are harmful. They ain't calling no name. They say the people, they want fight. They flexing. They almost knocking people glasses off. They doing things. What is very, very...
Come on, man. This ain't the first time I've seen a candidate get aggressive or get rowdy. Or
I agree.
What is the problem? Because yes. What? That because he's famous?
That's no,
Tanya.
No, that
doesn't make it right.
Yeah,
but
Tanya.
RF who does it. Does or behave that way.
Let's get to the COI, please. Let's get to the COI.
Y'all ain't want to talk. Y'all ain't want to touch certain people. I see this.
Those
people
on some other stuff too now.
Those two inside, they don't want to touch it. I'm touching everybody.
Well, all I got to say is a song. There's a song from a Bohemian artist that say it ain't right or something. Something ain't right, y'all. I can't nobody there, but... Yes, I'm suspicious.
Tanya, I want to ask one question before you go to the COI. Which party right now to date is who who will or who's dealing with campaign finance reform. I haven't heard any party to date.
Interesting. Okay, that's another one. But we get like that right now. Hold on.
I was going to answer that for him.
No, Chris, we already know Trevania got that on that. We know
and she does everything perfectly. We know.
We know Trevania Clark. What do you hold name is?
Clark Paul. 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 Okay. But I wasn't going to mention her right now. I was going to say, our leader said, right?
Go ahead.
That in 90 days, we will pass the Freedom of Information Act. Even though he did not mention those other stuff, but all of them are on the table.
Okay.
They've been on the table.
But anyway, Chris, for chairman, let's go. And the last reason or the challenge that the FNM has is the mindset of the people, meaning that people see the FNM as a more reserved party. And because they appear to be more reserved, I didn't want to say one other name, right? But then when I did say the other name, my friend tell me I can't say that name.
The other name that you,
because when if I say that, then the other people could feel a way. So I can't.
I believe she means respectful.
I like respectful. Say, okay, I like that.
But that's y'all party. Y'all meaning the PLP, the FNM.
I want to say something.
Why? I don't know.
I want to say something. I worked the advanced poll.
Nice.
And with my own eyes, I've seen how bad I would say that the other side carry on, like trying to aggravate us or, just
we have the rise above that. We have the rise above it.
We're so calm and respectful that we didn't allow it to happen. Yes.
Do I need to go back?
I see clips with...
That's the last point, Daniel.
I see clips
you going on to the COR.
I see clips with the other side actually fighting one another.
Don't... What you talk... You say with... Chris, if you... You know something?
I saw clips.
Chris.
You have to share that with me later. Oh, my God. I'm shocked.
Chris, that was all over social media.
You dove on it right, Chris? And I am not going to call people who was leading with fighting. We just been talking about people who flexing and God and knocking off people.
They flexed but didn't
but
fight.
But there was never a fight.
No.
Just a nice little flex.
He's a bigger man than the other man. And so he may or may not have gone heavy on the direction and he stumbled.
Duran, you.
You're joining Chris on this one.
You for the streets too.
okay,
but guys, the last one was that people see the FNM as a more reserved, and most Bahamian people are not very reserved, and so they like it's. You remember, guys, when I was telling y'all last week about the situation when my friend, he in his 3-piece suit, and he going outside and he telling the people, excuse me, can you? By the way, this person was actually. He worked at an FNM, that was the FNM constituency office, where he went and he was like, excuse me, very respectful. Mm-hmm. Can you guys not sit on the wall? You're smoking weed, children are here. It's inappropriate. They chase him right out. Rolled my friend right out. Okay, a couple more days of that. Bam. Then my friend come, he put on your little jeans, he put on your little t-shirt, and he said, listen, get the...
Off the wall.
Right. And you know what they say? Hey, Pops is carrying on. Hey, Pops. And as they saying that, they got off the wall. So what I'm saying is that Bahamian people see the FNM as more reserved. So they see them as, quote unquote, different.
I like that. I think it's a compliment, actually.
I'm not saying these are bad things,
guys. It's a compliment.
Remember, I'm not saying this as though these are bad things. I'm just saying the average mindset of a lot of the voters is that they like, and this is why grill and chills and all these things also work too, because this is where the PLP does a very good job meeting people where they are, doing the things that they like. In preparation for this show, I also was asking persons, what is the role of the MP? Okay. Now, let me ask, what y'all think the role of the MP is?
I'll go first. Yeah, because we know.
Trevania
doing it right. 100%. Okay. So I actually thought about this this week. For me, I want my MP to every month you are in for the 5 years, to have like a, if three people show up or 300 people show up, have a sit down, a town hall, an area. Okay. Hear the concerns of your people.
Okay.
Take those concerns back with you to Parliament and okay. Stop pushing your own agenda. So, that's what I'd like to see for my.
So own. Let's go with that. I agree. So the people that I asked, they said pretty much the same thing. They said, okay, Stania, you see how, okay, if a bill comes, the MP should go to his constituents, whether or not it's a town hall meeting, and speak with them, get the general consensus of what this is, right? Yes. And then they go. So you see how when these bills and they voting, you are not supposed to vote because your party say vote this. But of course, we know that, allegedly. Pressure, there's pressure. But the MP is supposed to now go to his constituents. Yes. And I know there are MPs who are listening right now. Y'all know very well that there have been cases when they didn't want to vote with the party.
Wow.
They didn't want to vote for the party. Pressure. Right. So, okay. So this is what, and also the role of the MP. So let's say in and getting bill. It's like, okay, you go on the job. I remember when I went to work at the place and I wasn't quite sure what to do or whatever. So I literally went to everyone on my team. And I'm like, hey, guys, what do y'all do here? Blah, blah, blah. What needs to be done? So you as the MP should also look around yes. the constituency and see that, hey, you have to have vision. Okay, you have to have vision. So you should be looking around and say, okay, will nobody complain about this? However, this is a problem. Where I live right now, you see, when I pull up the bumper dragging on the ground, Chris right there laughing at me. I say, Chris, come look underneath the car, see what happened. He say, I ain't gonna look under the car. I see what underneath the car, the thing dragging, Stania. So, but okay, so that MP should zoom around or whatever and make sure that, okay, boy, there's a big hole in this road. I can't have my constituents doing this. Or, okay, I noticed that a lot of my constituents are not working. Now, maybe some need jobs, but before we get to the jobs, some may need training. Yeah. Some may need education.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as the MP, this is what the MP is supposed to do. However, now that's what it's supposed to. In reality, what we see now, grill and chill. I never see so much people dancing in my 100%. Entire life. And that go for all y'all.
No,
that go for all parties.
Yes, across the board.
I never see so much of dancing and hoopla doing one big bunch of foolishness. Okay, and as long, and see this, the mindset, because we start talking about the mindset of the Bahamian person, as long as the MP does a good job coming to your Grammy funeral,
yes, yeah, give
seat. You $2, as long as you say, yeah, I know this person, or whatever it is, that is okay. So that's why I say the mindset, when in reality, if we being honest, Lord, see, I was saying, supposed to say all day, if we being honest, guys, and this go for all parties, all you have to do is look around your constituency. Look around your constituency and the state of your constituency. You should go in that ballot box or whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
And you would know what to do.
Yes, sir.
Don't mind the PR. Don't mind nothing, guys. And that go for both parties.
And promises.
That's right. That go for F&M, COI, and the PLP.
No,
that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the mindset of the people, because we have seen this from all administrations, guys, all governments. So this is me speaking across the board.
Yes.
That is the role of your MP. Your MP should be lobbying all this other stuff. But sometimes too, I feel sorry for the members of parliament too, because Bahamian people also have y'all be acting crazy. Y'all want them to do other things.
Oh, yeah.
What don't make no sense.
Yeah.
I want to say something.
You can't follow up everybody.
I want to say something up
here. Hold on, because we know Trevanya coming. Let me read some of
Trevanya
these messages.
Got more air time.
I want to add something to what y'all saying, too, as well. Who a person that is out there. I've been out there campaigning now for the past year and something, right? And a lot of times, you know, the concern that people really say, just their presence. Just presence.
Okay.
You know, just coming.
Yeah.
Okay. But see.
That's good enough for people.
Understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, but understand what I'm saying is that when you come into the community, right? When a representative come into the community and people, they visible, people actually could see them, then you can voice your concern. Some don't come.
And I could tell you. 10 message on.
I was going to say, I could tell you because I see mine for the 5 years.
Hold on. You're mashing people. I can't have you all mashing up the PLP like this. They just kidding me.
Nikitin,
the
okay.
minister of.
Okay, hold on. Don't insult me, bro. How many pages are the 300,000 released by? Was it today? Tonight, right? Released by a
tonight.
court decision from Pfizer. Did you read? Educated, contributed to what is called collective stupidity by blindly trusting the lies, bro. Ignorance is an enemy of knowledge. We didn't have an adverse events reported system. Stop assuming that you are more knowledgeable than ever. Caller or texter. Okay, I know.
I know that you're not.
Was he reading it wrong? Yeah. No, I lost. Okay. Anyway, DNA was coming tough till all the power struggles started and they fell apart. They could have changed this country. A combined mix of DNA and FNM powerhouses could have formed the dream team. Hold on.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. Person.
The DNA.
Yeah. The leader of the DNA fall apart.
The FNM not can the never. Party. Okay, hold on. Stanley, the FNM can never match the PR weapons of the 23-year-old foreign influencer and the notorious. Okay. Let's go. Okay, let me see what next week.
No one will even see them.
Okay, good day, Stan. Oh my god, listen, I miss all these things here too. Good day, Stania. I have a question for you. Are we supposed to look at the machinery of what we are living and experiencing? Okay, once again, guys, y'all are not listening to what I am saying. What I'm saying to you is, I just answered that question.
I just answered that question.
And remember now, guys, right? I'm not saying that this is good, this is bad, whether or not it's PLP, FNM, or COI. I'm just saying that this is, I like to call it the state of isness. Okay? What is it? Oh, were you asking for $1,000 a week for the next 5 years? Please move off the streets. Okay. What? All right, guys. Let's get to the COI now. And once again, send me a message 422-4796. That's 422-4796. That's a text line. Or you can give us a call 42. Sorry, Jesus, why are you reading? Okay, 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. Okay, let's go now to the COI. All right. So, but yes. Challenges at FNM though haven't bridged the gap between Minas and FNMs, right? Minas and Pintard FNMs, sustain, and the minister still there too. Past FNM campaigned harder against them. The PR machinery isn't as strong. Some people in the party are harmful and the mindset more reserved than what Bahamian people would want at this time. Okay, so here we go now to COI. Major concerns. Okay, actually, I only came up with three major concerns in the COI.
Because they knew.
I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, okay? And the one actually is the biggest one.
Okay.
But the third, okay, so I number three.
No one.
You know what? Write it down. Let me see. Okay. Yes. Okay, so the third issue that persons have with the COI. Inexperienced candidates. Okay, so when I asked them, I was like, okay, well, yeah, but I mean, they could still be, you know, you don't know. Mm-hmm. So they said, yeah, but they really, pretty much the people was, they're not willing to take a chance on that. They're not willing to take a chance. The second one was, number two, unrealistic promises.
Yeah.
So they said they could take if pretty much, and I'm just grouping it, guys, and I'm, you know, paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
If when Mr. Bain got in, or if he got it, if he gets in, then, oh, sorry, before that, even if he said, hey, guys, you know, once we're elected, we'll take a look at, you know, what's there, what's not there. We'll assess. And then, you know, then we will create something where we can give Bahamian people land, or we can give this, or whatever it is.
Okay.
But it was these promises, and these promises seemed so unrealistic to these people that it felt like it was pretty much a lie.
Okay. I can't remember the amount and of then, it was, but I agree with that.
Okay. And then the number one reason why people, Chris, why are you looking crazy?
No, I'm
okay. What do you think it is? I see.
No, I'm standing down when it comes to the CEO. Okay. I stand down.
Sabaco, random. Y'all know what this number one is. Y'all ain't away. And the number one issue is the leader is not trustworthy.
Yeah.
So I said, okay,
Why is he untrustworthy? Why is he not trustworthy, guys? One, they said that he appears to always be combative. Okay? And so I said, because you know me with my little fully the fifth F, I say, but no, when I talk to COI, they say it's being a media. What kind of portray? And then the people also said, yeah, but all we got to do is go to his page and it's right there. So they're saying that they see him with the big gun. They see him like that's he always crazy. Mad. And so the fact that he was always combative, they said that they couldn't understand, they couldn't see him having to liaise with people he may not like or having to work with people who are different. They also could not see him on the international stage.
Yeah.
When decisions have to be made, mm-hmm. that they see him as that it would be an emotional decision and not a logical decision.
I believe that's propaganda.
I'm just hearing the news.
You said it before, though, Johnny.
Give me 2 seconds.
Sorry.
I'm saying if you say something long enough and hard enough, and people and persons are biased to sometimes you want confirmation bias. If you already don't like a person, all you need is to say, boy, let me tell you about Chris, or let me tell you about Stanya, and you running with that. All I'm saying is everything you said, my last point is everything you guys say might be true, but I'm saying you got most people are objective, not objective, and they already have confirmation. They just want something to confirm. Okay.
Well, anyway, I only say this, right? Let me like this one with this text message. This is so cute. The person say, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. COI will win this election with 26 seats. Thank you.
That's strong.
I'm all for it.
My last point.
You know that ain't gonna be your last point.
My last point.
What is it? Go on, because I need to finish talking. But why they have a problem? Go on.
Yeah, my last point is: some people say the leader of the FNM is too laid back, and he is not. So my thing is, you have a leader of the FNM who is not rah rah and more conservative or more whatever. Hit that to him. Then you have where you have Brave Davis who came from Christie and all them other stuff. People hit that to him. I mean, you can't please everybody.
He came from farmers. Go on. Okay. Subsistence farmers. So you got to get this right now. Don't you do that. Okay. Okay, so next one was, right, because I said, okay, what are the issues? Why is he not trustworthy?
Right.
They said, okay, then we see professional and personal issues coming to the forefront.
Yeah.
Okay, and so it gives the appearance of him not being stable. And he's not trustworthy because you're saying these things and then we see you showing up in a different light in your personal, so there's a conflict. And then the other one they said was that, so I said, yeah, but you know, I feel like he did a good job in terms of, I think he did a good job, but it's PR. Honestly, I feel like he did, he got the message out, maybe, okay, and people, and it's believable, it's something that, people, he's campaigning on things that Bahamians have issues with.
I think he did a good job with his PR, but what about the people don't know? Okay. I think he should have brought his people.
What does that say?
But
right
he's
there?
Done that. You would have to have actually
one man band.
Yes,
yeah. Every Sunday he's on live, and other persons are on his live presenting themselves. What is the problem is everybody sees snippets of what's going on, but nobody actually goes and watch his lives on Sunday. So everybody has an opinion on what he does or who these people are, but nobody actually goes and investigates who these people are or even inquire. Every Sunday, he's not a closed book. They don't have anything for secret. Everything is there. If you're really interested, it's there.
And I'm not interested, but I'm just saying that he could do better. When you knew, you got to do more than have your live on Sunday.
Okay, guys, let me, okay.
But it works. Clearly it works.
You kill your whole argument just now. If you're interested, of course you're going to know.
Okay, hold on. Let's go. Okay, so someone messaged and they said, "Boy, this person for the streets too.
Yeah, I like
Y'all
that.
for the streets
I
too,
like that.
y'all outside."
All kind of street
That's
walker.
right. Okay, this person say no, Stanley. They meant 26 votes, not six.
That
Y'all
person
for
for
the
the
streets.
streets.
Yeah, you
All
y'all for
of
the
us should be
streets.
shocked. Y'all gonna
Y'all for
watch
the
how much
streets.
they really get.
Okay. All right, guys. So we almost out of time. Okay, random. You know what? Let me go around the table. Sharon, you have anything to share before I close out?
No, I although everybody already knows I will vote FNM. I do want us to, somebody said it earlier in the show, to remember that we are Bahamian first. We are Bahamian first, and whatever decision we
You got
make,
30
and whatever,
seconds.
sorry, and whatever the end results are, just remember that we're Bahamian first, and all of us have to live in the same country until the next election, eh?
Okay. Chris, you have anything you want to
Yeah, I
share?
just want to encourage all the Bahamians who are registered to come out and vote, because this is a critical time for our country, and if you want change, if you want to take this country in a different direction, it's up to you. Your vote is powerful. Your vote is your
Amen.
voice. So
Yes.
come on out and vote F and M.
And
Travonia Clark, Paul, and Sea Breeze.
boy, I don't know what to say. Chris, you are definitely for the streets too.
Okay, can I say something now?
Yes, go on, sir.
Listen, don't vote for, or don't you vote based on your constituency and who's doing good in your community. Don't let these people who got contracts already and you ain't got none, don't let them influence you to
Exactly.
vote for whatever party because they're thinking for their supper. You need to vote for the persons who's doing good, or who have been doing good for your constituency.
Yeah.
Vote for you and your family. And stop worrying about all these people who singing for their supper. That's my
I
two
love
cents.
I love that.
All right. Random, you have anything you want to share?
My thing is you cannot lambaste somebody that you don't know. If you're interested in knowing somebody and know what they're about, ask, inquire, investigate. But don't sit there and say, oh, they're not this and they're not that and they're this, based on just a snippet of something that you see. At the end of the day, like you said, we are all Bahamians. So you cannot hold something against somebody because you see what was put out on social media and not because you don't personally know them. And
Okay.
that's all I basically have to say.
Okay. And I do have someone, a comment that I missed. Okay, follow-up comment. I'm saying, in comparison to the PLP, the FNM has always had to campaign uphill due to many Bahamian voters believing that the PLP saved them from colonial powers and has thus gained a stronghold or strange hold on the minds and hearts of the masses, notwithstanding their abuse of that trust gained since 1967. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, guys, I just want to go ahead and say this. Okay. Hold on, let me check this up. That's the sound of money. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm in a good mood now. Okay. So here we go, guys. Yes. Election is on Tuesday,
Yes.
right? And so all I got to say, guys, don't. I can't even say this, but anyway, don't vote because your grammy vote this, your mommy,
Correct.
daddy do all this.
Amen.
I'm piggybacking off
Yeah.
of what everybody said.
Yes, I could agree to
Go
that.
in, you made the decision. Don't even vote based, vote on the person in your constituency.
Yeah.
See what they could do, what they can do, listen to the people. We have spirits of discernment. Okay. Well, I hope no, y'all ain't gonna know mine. Yeah,
Some people
let me
do.
scratch that. I have one thing, y'all ever watch SpongeBob? And there's this episode where you say opposites day every for the most part, when people lie to me, is this thing is go off in my head. I kid you not. It's the weirdest thing. 5 seconds in Stanley's head. When someone says something to me, opposites day. Yeah, but listen to the people, guys. If you and make the decision. At the end of the day, we are all Bahamians. And don't get be getting mad because somebody has a different perspective on things. Everybody sees things different. We talking about freedom of information and all this stuff and transparency. We have to start with ourselves. At the end of the day, we are all Bahamians. After Tuesday, we still got to get up and go to work.
I know you're right.
You all see all them millionaires there? All them millionaires?
Everyone.
Come on, guys. And we, the people, actually have the power to make the Bahamas a better place.
Yes.
In many cases, all fun and jokes aside, in many cases, guys, if we just become a better Bahamian, a better person,
my God,
we wouldn't even have half the issues that we actually have. But there's no self-awareness. There's no accountability. We're talking about accountability with the government and persons who are, who want to be elected in and voted in. But we don't even have it. We want the government to do things that we are not even willing to do, for ourselves. I talked about last week when we talked about, okay, people go in and, you know, y'all talking about cleanup and all this stuff. Why around where you live dirty?
Exactly.
Okay, I remember my aunt said, she said, boy, Stanley, my mommy was so clean. She even used to clean off the rock. The people who lived in quote unquote ghetto areas, it was clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. It was clean, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, it, you were proud to even be from these areas. So we, the people, have to do better. And this don't have nothing to do with the government and all this stuff. Because that's another thing. But we got to be better. We got to clean up our environment. And I'm talking about not just the physical. We got to do better. We got to be a brother and sister to each other. And guys, if we really show up and say, hey, no more, enough, they will be forced to change as well.
Yes.
And that's all governments.
Yeah.
Yes. We have the power. And you must remember that.
Yes.
With that said, I'm out of here. It's 2:32. And I in a good mood now. I gotta go. See y'all next week. I ain't talking about no politics. Well, anyway, I ain't saying nothing though. Next week, I don't know what I can say. Well, I'm gone. I ain't saying nothing. I be heaven. Brittany, take me out. I gone.
96.9 FM.